can run, manum can run.
I want to follow a theme through the month of July.
Te anaraka lua yevitra nakraya kwa anatin'ny volana Julay.
And it's going to be based on 5 verses out of the book of Proverbs.
Ary izany dia mifototra amina andalatsoratra masina 5 avao amin'ny bokin'ny Obolana.
So if you have your Bible, won't you open it to Proverbs chapter 4?
Dia raha ao aminao ny Baibolinao dia sokafa ao amin'ny Obolana toko faha-efatra.
And we will read from verse 23 to 27.
Dia hovakitsika manomboka eo amin'ny andininy fahatelo amby roapolo ka hatramin'ny fahafito amby roapolo. Obolana toko faha-efatra dia manomboka amin'ny andininy fahatelo amby roapolo ka hatramin'ny fahafito amby roapolo. Tandremo ny fonao mihoatra noho izay rehetra tokony ho tandremana, fa avy ao aminy no evin'ny aina. Esory aminao ny vava mandainga, ary ampanalaviro anao ny molotra mamitaka. Aoka ny masonao hijery mahitsy, ary ny odimasonao hibanjina eo anoloanao. Ataovy marina ny alehan'ny tongotra ao, dia ho voalamina ny alehanao rehetra. Aza mivily na ho amin'ny ankavanana na ho amin'ny ankavia, esory amin'ny ratsy ny tongotra ao.
Let's pray.
Ndao tsika hivavaka.
Heavenly Father, this is your word.
Ry Andriamanitra ray eo, iteninao ity.
We just read your word, God.
Andriamanitra, avy ny vakiana iteo ny teninao.
May we tremble at your word.
Tena mba angovotra ny amin'ny teninao anie zahay.
May we take your word seriously.
Tena ho raisina hiendritra tsara anie ny teninao.
Holy Spirit,
Fanahy Masina,
we ask that you would come and massage the word of God into our hearts this morning.
Mangataka izahay tena hoe ampidiro any anatin'ny fonay ny teninao amin'ity maraina ity.
Press it deep into us, Lord.
Tena hoe ory miditra lalina any anatinay ihany, Tompo.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to do a series looking at the heart.
Te anao fampianarana mitohy ahako a, mijery ny fo.
I'm not a doctor.
Za tsy dokotera.
And I'm not speaking about the physical heart that pumps blood.
Dia za tsy miresaka an'ilay fo le ara-batana le hoe mampompy ra.
But I'm talking about the inner part of a human being.
Fa ny resahako a dia le ao anatin'ny olombelona.
Which issues forth the life that we live.
Izay mamoka ny aina izay iainantsika.
This verse 23 says, above all else guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life.
Ti andalatsoratra masiny ity ny andininy fahatelo amby roapolo miteny hoe tandremo ny fonao mihoatra noho izay rehetra tokony ho tandremana, fa avy ao aminy no evin'ny aina.
That's a very big claim that's made there.
Tena filazana ngeza be mihitsy izany teneniny eto izany.
The issues of your life depend on the condition of your heart.
Ny zava-misy a eo amin'ny fiainanao dia miankina amin'ny toetry ny fonao.
Life can go well or life can be messy if your heart is not in the right place. It can be much worse. If it's in the right place, things can be going well.
Afaka ny andeha tsara ny zava-misy raha toa ka milamina tsara izany ny ao anatinao, na mety korontana raha toa ka tsy arak'izay koa ny toetry ny ao anatinao ao.
And there's this command here, this imperative that we must guard our hearts.
Dia misy baiko eto filazana mandidy a hoe tokony tsika hitandrina ny fotsika.
And it's not just of trivial, it's not unimportant, it's of huge significance.
Fa le izy tena zava-dehibe misy heviny lehibe, tsy hoe zavatra ohatrany hoe tsinotsinona le izy.
Above all else, guard your heart.
Ozy izy hoe ambony zavatra rehetra tandremo ny fonao.
So your biggest concern is not finding a husband.
Ka ny tokony hoe fahalinanao ngeza indrindra tsy le hoe mba hahita vady.
Or getting a job.
Na hoe ahazo asa.
It's making sure your heart is right.
Fa ny tena fanaovana azo antoka tsara hoe ao tsara ny fonao.
And you need to guard your heart.
Dia mila tandremanao ny fonao.
Why would you have to guard something?
Fa maninona moa ny tokony hoe miaro zavatra anankiray ianao?
Only if there's an enemy that's going to come and attack it.
Rehefa hoe misy fahavalo a hoe tonga anafika an'ilay izay ianao no miaro an'ilay zavatra.
You'll see some rubbish in the road somewhere.
Mahita fako ianao eny amoron-dalana eny.
No one's guarding it.
Tsy misy miaro reny.
Because it's got no value.
Satria tsy misy lanjany.
Why must you guard your heart?
Fa inona kosa ny antony hoe hiarovanao ny fonao?
Because it's got great value.
Satria misy heviny sy lanjany lehibe le izy.
You don't see a bunch of armed guards guarding something that's got no value.
Tsy mahita anao hoe mpiambina izay miambina zavatra anankiray raha ohatra hoe zavatra tsy misy lanjany le zavatra arovany eo.
But if you saw 10 guys with automatic rifles,
fa raha ohatra anao mahita olona lehilahy anankifolo miaraka amin'ny basy automatika,
walking in a circle around one guy,
ke dia mandeha ohatra anao somary manodidina lehilahy anankiray,
you'd wonder who's that guy, he must be important.
Dia mety lazaisaina fa izy lehilahy iny mety tena manandanja be angambany io lehilahy io.
He's got bodyguards.
Jereo manana bodyguard izy.
Have you been guarding your heart?
Enao ve efa niaro ny fonao, niambina ny fonao?
It is the wellspring of life. It is the source of your strength and your life.
Satria iny no loharano amin'ny boiboka ipoiran'ny ainao, iny no iavian'ny ainao.
Now we need to learn a bit about the heart.
Dia mila mianatra kelitsika mikasika ny fo.
And then I see the following four verses. We'll look at each one week at a time.
Eteo jerevatsika le andalana efatra ho ambany izay ho jerevatsika tsirairay isan-kerinandro.
They're very practical commands.
Tena hoe baiko azo ampiarina tsara le izy.
Verse 24 tells you something about your mouth and what you speak.
Ary ny andininy faefatra amby roapolo dia miresaka mikasika ny vava sy mikasika ny zavatra hoe tenenina.
And 25 says your eyes.
Dia ny andininy fadimy amby roapolo miresaka ny masonao.
26 is about your feet.
Ary ny faenina amby roapolo dia mikasika ny tongotra ao.
And verse 27.
Sy ny andininy faefatra amby roapolo hoe ny zotra izay andehananao.
But I believe all of those are about your heart.
Fa za mena ireo rehetra rehetra ireo dia misy fandraisany amin'ny fonao.
They all impact your heart and your heart dictates to all of those.
Ary ireo dia isy fiatraikany amin'ny fonao ary ny fonao no andidiny amin'ny momba ny alehan'ireo.
There's a two-way relationship between your heart and your eyes.
Misy fifandraisana anankiroa ny eo amin'ny lafiny anankiroa izany eo amin'ny fifandraisan'ny fonao sy ny masonao.
If my heart is given to gluttony, like overeating,
raha ohatra ny foko mena amin'ny ohatrany hoe fihinanambe ohatrany hoe atendana,
then my eyes want to see a big plate of food,
dia ny masoko dia ahita vilia feno sakafo be.
And when my eyes see that picture of a pizza, my heart leaps.
Tereva mahita sarina pizza ny masoko tonga dia mitsambikina ny foko.
There's a two-way relationship.
Misy fifandraisana amin'ny lafiny anankiroa mifamenireo.
And you can be in a good cycle, something beautiful and glorious can happen.
Dia afaka hoe fiodikodinana tsara ihany koa ilay izy, mety hoe misy zavatra be voninahitra ao anatin'izay mety hitranga.
When your heart is in the right place, then your eyes look in the right direction.
Rehefa eo amin'ny toerana mety sy tsara tokony izy azy ny fonao dia mijery any amin'ny zotra tsara sy mety ihany koa ny masonao.
When I have a heart for God, I look for Him.
Raha manana fo an'Andriamanitra dia mijery azy ako, mitady azy.
But if I have a heart full of lust, then I'm looking with lust.
Fa raha ohatra kosa ny foko feno faniriny ratsy dia masoko koa mijerijery mitady an'izay zavatra ratsy izay.
And so we need to learn about these dynamics. How does our heart work?
Dia mila ianarantsika izany izay dinamika izay hoe ohatrany ahoana ny fomba fiasan'ny fotsika.
In Hebrews chapter 12,
any amin'ny Hebreo toko faharoambe folo,
the writer tells us that without holiness, no one will see God.
Dia mpanoratra miteny amintsika hoe raha tsy misy fahamasinana dia tsy misy ahita an'Andriamanitra n'iza n'iza.
That used to scare me.
Izany tena ohatra napatahotra be anahako.
Because I know myself not actually very holy.
Satria fantatro tsara ny tenako hoe tsy dia tena hoe masina be loatra.
And Jesus said in Matthew 5 verse 8,
dia Jesosy anefa niteny any amin'ny Matio toko fahadimy andininy fahavalo,
blessed are the pure in heart because they will see God.
Hozy izy hoe sambatra ny madio am-po fa izy no ahita an'Andriamanitra.
And so we come to this question of where our hearts are at.
Dia rehefa izay resaka hoe aiza ny misy ny fotsika izay no resahana.
And there's a there's a relationship between that and how we can enjoy God, how much of God we can see in our lives.
Dwe misy fandraisana izany sy hoe otrany ahoana ny fomba hakafizantsika an'Andriamanitra hoe sy ny habilebiaza ny fakafizantsika an'Andriamanitra.
Some of us haven't got much of a testimony of God.
Because
our hearts are running after all these other things. But when you're pure in heart, you get a unique privilege of enjoying more of God. Now I want to warn you, when it comes to this idea of holiness, getting our hearts right is not so that we look better to other people. Getting our hearts right is so that we can see God. So we can have more of God. You see, there's two reasons people aim at holiness. Either it's a desire to draw near to God, or it's a desire to look more respectable in the eyes of man. Be careful when you set off on a journey to become pure.
It's
not pure on the outside, just pure in your actions. Because you can have a Pharisee's heart and be pure in your actions. At the same time, a Pharisee's heart can lead you to be pure in your actions. The Pharisees prayed a lot. They had clean hands, but not a pure heart. They did everything right on the outside, but their desire was to look holy. Their desire was not for God. They did not desire God. They desired to look religious and respectable and holy in the eyes of man. I don't want us to deal with our hearts so that we can look better in our own eyes. I want us to deal with our hearts because we want to see God. So we need to consider our hearts. See, sometimes we don't realize how wickedness runs within the sin nature in us. But Jeremiah 17:9, it says, the heart is deceitful above all things. And beyond cure. Who can understand it? So Jeremiah is speaking to Israel. And Israel keeps wandering away from God. And they worship idols. But they've been in a way betrothed or pledged to God.
Kanefa nizy otrany hoe raha tenina miteny hafa otrany hoe fa nanoka tokony nanoka tena ho an'Andriamanitra.
They're like God's woman, his fiance.
Efa otran'le hoe vadin'Andriamanitra na hoe fiancé an'Andriamanitra izy.
Or his wife. God's wife.
Na vadin'Andriamanitra.
They're in a covenant.
Zany hoe fa nisy fanekenana tondry zareo tao.
But they keep going somewhere else.
Kanefa na lasa mandeha lalakafa foana ry zareo.
To worship false gods.
Manompo Andriamanitra tsizy.
They have this adulterous heart.
Manana an'izay fo mijangajanga izay izy.
And Jeremiah says this heart is deceitful.
De hoy izy Jeremia hoe izany fo izany dia mamitaka.
It's beyond cure.
Tena hoe tsy misy fanasitranana izany.
Jesus said in Matthew 15 verse 19.
Dia Jesosy niteny any amin'ny Matio toko fahadimy ambin'ny folo andininy fahasivy ambin'ny folo.
He said, out of the heart come evil thoughts.
Hoy izy hoe avy ao amin'ny fo no ivoahan'ny fieritreretana ratsy.
Murder.
Famonoan'olona.
Adultery.
Fifidjangajangana.
Sexual immorality.
Tsy fahadiovana ara-pananahana.
Theft.
Fangalarana.
False testimony.
Ary fijoroana vavolombelona tsy izy.
Slander.
Ary fitenenana ratsy.
He lists all these things.
De tenenina daholo ireo zavatra rehetrarehetra ireo.
And he says they start in your heart.
De zao no tenena hoe avy ao amin'ny fo no nanombohana izany.
They're not just actions that happened accidentally. There was a place where they were given birth, and that was in your heart. Sinfulness is not first about your actions. Sinfulness proceeds from the heart. What are evil thoughts? Maybe what you were thinking about your boss this week.
Angamany mety hoe neritreritra ny direkteranao ianao tamin'ity herinandro ity.
I don't like that guy.
Tsy tiako mihitsy le rangahy.
I don't like the way he's running the business.
Tsy tiako mihitsy ny fomba fitantanany an'ny orinasa.
And you're wishing nothing good upon him.
De ny fanirianao tsy misy hoe zavatra tsara mihitsy mba ho azy.
Maybe you see someone and you're jealous of them.
Na mety mahita olona ianao de mialina anazy.
And in your heart you're feeling competitive with them. Maybe it's your sister. And you think your mother prefers your sister to you. So you're just angry with your mother and your sister in your heart. Or maybe it's somebody who has something you want. Someone has a cool girlfriend and you don't have a girlfriend. And you're just, it's irritating you. Someone tells you their good news. And you don't celebrate with them. You smile and you say, that's great. But inside you're thinking, you stink. Why couldn't that be me? You're jealous. Murder. Jesus said some of us are murderers before we killed anyone. If you hate your fellow man, is there someone you really don't like? You really don't think well of them at all. And then when you speak about them, you do a coffee cup crucifixion. You're sitting drinking with your friend talking about that person. It's so innocent. It's just a cup of coffee. But with your words, you're crucifying them. How can you work for those guys? Don't you know what they like? Do you see what you're doing? You're speaking what's in your heart. Adultery. It doesn't just happen.
Yeah.
One day suddenly I realized I was in bed with this other woman.
How
did that happen? No, you noticed. Or was it just a bit of an extra long conversation and you really enjoyed it? You started to think, what would it be like to be with this person? And you weren't guarding your heart. Above all else, guard your heart. It's wicked. Part of you wants to go there. Have you seen a very, very vicious dog? A vicious dog, an angry dog. Maybe it's got rabies.
It's
foaming at the mouth. And it's walking down the road looking to attack someone. Are you worried? Yes.
Yeah.
You stay away, you run away. But if that dog has got a muzzle on and a strong leash, and there's a strong security guard walking, holding that dog on the leash. You're not so worried anymore. You take that dog seriously, but you see it's also being controlled. Well, let me tell you, sometimes you need to put a leash on your heart. Because it wants to go somewhere where it shouldn't go. And if your marriage is struggling, and your heart's getting angry with your wife, your heart has rabies. And it wants to go after another woman. Put a leash on it. Sort your heart out. You don't just end up committing adultery. You failed to guard your heart from the beginning. You failed to put a leash on it.
And
people understand it's not just adultery, it's sexual immorality, all of it. Young men, you think you're not married, so you have no commitment. You do have a commitment. You have a commitment to God. To honor God with your body, your eyes, and your heart. You can't just go wherever you want and see whatever you want to see. Sexual immorality is in the heart. And theft. You see something and you want it. If it's not yours, it's not yours. But it starts in the heart. And then the hand goes out and takes. We live in a society with far too much theft. The problem is in the heart. And there's false testimony. This isn't when you're in the court and you just, you know, tell a lie to a judge. Your whole life is in a court. And there's always a judge sitting on the throne. And God sees everything we say. And so when we come and we tell the story, just bending it to make us appear to be innocent. You paint the story in your favor.
You
bend the truth to make, to protect your own reputation. You know you left late, but you blame the traffic. It's false testimony. The truth is both of the whole truth. I left late and it was the traffic. The false testimony leaves out part of the truth. But I didn't lie. But you just didn't tell the whole truth. You justify yourself. You're always the good guy. But actually you were partly responsible. You go to the shops and you know your wife asked you to buy some milk and some cheese and some eggs. You forget the cheese because anyway you spent the money on you know, something else already and you didn't tell your wife. You go home with milk and eggs. Your wife says, where's the cheese? You either say, oh no, the shop didn't have any. Or maybe you say, oh, I forgot, when you actually thought about it, but you already spent the money on something else. That's false testimony. And it gets even worse when it's about people. Then it becomes slander. You know why we speak badly about others sometimes? Either they were bad and we just failed to forgive. Or we do it to make ourselves look better. You push others down in order to elevate yourself. Churches even do that about other churches. And we sometimes speak badly about people who hurt us. It doesn't matter. It's still sin. You can say, but they hurt me. But when Jesus was on the cross, what did he say while they were hurting him? Forgive them. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Do you see? When you speak, it reveals what's going on in your heart. David, the king of Israel, after he sinned with Bathsheba, he wrote a beautiful psalm full of that pain. His life had unraveled. His life had been broken by the sin. And I think it was he went through a personal revelation that there was wickedness in him.
And
he didn't just say, "Oh God, forgive me. I slept with Bathsheba. Forgive me, God." So many of us are like that when we do wrong. We mess up in some way, then we say, "Oh God, please forgive me." All I want is that I don't get punished. If I can just not have to go to jail for this sin. Please, can you just look the other way, God? Just wash it away. Just clean it away.
Even
as a Christian, you're like, "Oh, thank you for the blood of Jesus. Just wash away my sin." But David had a deeper revelation. Because he didn't first cry out, "Forgive me." He cried out, "Create in me a clean heart." So let's look at Proverbs 26:11. As a dog goes back to its vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. Have you ever seen a dog that threw up, it vomited? And then it stands there looking sick for a while. And then it looks at the vomit. And then it goes there and goes and starts lapping up its own vomit. David realized, if something doesn't change in my heart, there will be another Bathsheba. If God doesn't fix me on the inside, I'm going to be a fool returning to my folly. Do you want to be the dog that goes back to its vomit? Not me. Create in me a clean heart. I've got a change on the inside. You see, you look at yourself when you sin and you say, "Why did I do this?" I made a mess of my life. Like a guy who has one affair is more likely to have 10 affairs.
Do
you vow, "I'll never do it again"? And you're rationalizing in your mind, you're thinking about how you can try and just not do that again. And then you go and do it again. Because we are not rational. We're not led by our minds, we're led by our hearts. We actually go after what the heart wants. We try to control things through our reasoning, but it's actually our heart that draws us. Big decisions are won by the heart. It's like a friend of mine was looking at two cars. Which one to buy? And he saw the one that was rationally, logically the better option. It was mechanically better. And he saw the one that was more shiny. And his heart thought, I'll look cool in the shiny one. And his head said, don't buy that one. And then he bought that one. And then afterwards he's saying to me, oh, I should have bought the other one.
I knew
I should have bought the other one.
So
why do you do the thing you know you shouldn't do? Because the heart leads. We are less rational than we think we are. And people who do advertising, guys in marketing, they know this. So their marketing campaign doesn't appeal to your brain, it appeals to your feelings. You deserve it. It will make you look good and feel good. And your brain is saying, it's going to cost me money. And your heart's saying, I need it. And they don't talk about the price, they talk about all the other feelings. Marketers target emotion because we're not as rational as we think we are. And so here comes the big point for you. It's not enough to know right from wrong. We have to train our hearts to choose what's right. And we need to learn when to actually put our heart on a leash. David recognized he needed a new heart. Create in me a clean heart. Now the beauty of this is that the gospel offers us this new heart. Until you get the new heart Jesus has for you, when you become a Christian, you get this new heart. Until then, you've got no hope.
Because
the heart of sin, the heart of flesh is always going to run after sin. But Jesus does come and he gives us a new heart. When you become a Christian, you're born again and you have a heart put inside you that wants to worship God. And but it's still a heart. Which means it's still going to want to go places. It's going to pull you. It's going to lead you. So the two points in my sermon are get a new heart.
kanteb kanagro anatle turteniko de zao hoe alive le fovo vona hoe mandraisa an'izay fovo vao izay.
If you're not a Christian,
rats kristian nenao,
to win you have to get a new heart.
Mba hafahanao mandresy mila mahazo an'le fovo vao aloha ianao.
And the second and last point is guard your heart.
Ary ny teboka faharosa teboka farany de hoe tandremo amin'izay na hoe arovo le fonao avy eo.
Because it's the source of life in
Satria
you.
Satria avy any no ipoirany aina ho anao ao aminao.
Above all else, guard your heart, for it's the wellspring of life.
Uzi zwe tandrem funarewa miota nun savatareta tukunu tandremana fa ina nu ifuanya ina na wea fuanata nufuanya.
How do we do that?
Amfumba wona na novatiki ansan.
We're going to look at that over the coming weeks.
Itere ansai tiki amandita nu ernan fitzfitzwa fiu.
But today,
Andruan,
I want to tell you there's two things that you need to do to guard your heart. Keep short accounts in your heart. Don't keep a long list of offenses. Have you seen a facture, an invoice? Lots of items on the list. The total gets bigger and bigger. At the end, there's a big number. It overwhelms you. You can't afford to pay that price. When someone offends you, your heart writes that up there. So and so, he hurt me. He owes me. You have to come and forgive. Cancel that line. I forgive that person. If you let too many things accumulate in your heart, offense, when harbored with unforgiveness, will become bitterness. It's very important that we're quick to forgive. That's part of guarding your heart. Otherwise, your heart will be overcome by these offenses and you'll end up speaking bitter words. The second thing is to guard your heart, put it in a good field, a good environment.
Because
stinginess is in the heart. And learn from people who are generous and practice generosity. Because pride wants respectability, I rather want to hang out with people who are humble and worship God. The kind of environment you move in, it has an impact on your heart. And I remember the story when Israel went to go and look at the promised land. It was the 12 spies that went in. And when they came back, 10 of the spies had a bad report. They had words of fear. They were complaining. If that happens, we'll get killed. Why did God bring us here? That place is so messed up. Joshua and Caleb, they came with a good report. They had something positive to say. They had faith. And their words carried faith. They spoke words of faith. If you want to guard your heart, you need to look at yourself and the people around you and say, am I with the 10 spies or am I with the 2 spies? Am I one of the 10 spies or am I one of the 2 spies? Hang out with people that learn to speak words of faith. And learn yourself to speak words of faith. Words that say God is on his throne. We can see the good. We will inherit something better than what we now see. If you're always with the people that are just pointing out the negative, but they're giants there. It's just poverty. No one will ever get through. You're
going
to end up speaking that language. Christians must stop complaining so much, and I say that to myself as well. Learn to be one of the 2 spies who brings a good report with your mouth. Remember those 2 things. Offense, don't take offense. And
an
environment of faith. Hang out with people who are the 2 spies, not the 10 spies.
And
look at yourself and say, am I a 2 spy person or am I a 10 spy complainer?
And
if someone comes to you and they're just speaking negatively and critically, there's a bitterness in their heart or a faithlessness in their speech. Don't listen to them. I mean, you don't have to like go at them and say, you're a 10 spy. But maybe just inside say, I'm not going to take that. A friend of mine, a pastor, he used to say this. Don't put your stuff on me. Don't let the junk the world's carrying around come and infect you. I need to say this even for wives to listen.
Sometimes
your husband will complain about something. He says someone treated him badly or didn't respect him or whatever. And then the wife takes offense on behalf of the husband. And And then he moves on.
He
forgets that thing. But she never forgets. Be careful of picking up a second-hand offense.
Aza, tena mitandrema tsara, aza maka fanavotoinana tota na hoe ohatrany hoe flip zany.
If you're going to be offended, only be offended on your own behalf.
Raha ohatra tokony hoe ho tafitohana ianao, aoka ho tafitohana amin'ny zavatra izay hoe nifantana taminao.
The problem with the second-hand offense is it's even harder to deal with.
Fa le zava-misy amin'le hoe fanavotoinana tota dia sarotra kokoa ny manala an'ilay izy.
I'll give you an example. It's not a true story, it's a made-up example. Maybe like Craig never talks to me. And I go home to my wife and I say, hey, that guy Craig, he's so hard to work with, he doesn't actually talk to me. And he actually, the one time he spoke to me, he actually just criticized me.
He
said, I preached for too long. And my wife was like, who's that guy to say that? And she takes a second-hand offense. Then, what doesn't happen is she doesn't know this, but a week later, Craig comes and says, sorry to me.
And I'm like,
so I say, yeah, no, that's cool, and I forgive and I move on.
And
me and Craig, we're strengthened, we're healed. But I forget to go back to my wife and say, you remember when I said he's a dog? Actually, he's not a dog.
Now, my
relationship with Craig is fine, but she never gets the apology.
Because
the offense was never against her. She took up a second-hand offense. Some of us do that. To guard our hearts, we must not be offended on the behalf of someone else. And to protect one another, we should therefore not share our offenses. So Craig offends me. He says, you preach too long. I don't tell my wife. I go home. And she's like, why are you feeling down? It was a tough day. I don't tell her, somebody said something mean to me, and it was that guy. You see, don't share your offense. Someone treated you badly. Work it out privately, keep a short account, forgive. Don't slander someone. Their offense against you was not against everyone, it was against you, so don't spread it. This is how we guard our hearts. Learn to find the two spies and enjoy their company.
Yeah.
Become one of the two spies. Let's guard our hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. We do bring our hearts before you today.
tena hoe hoetina eo anatrehanao tokoa ny fonay androany.
And in this moment, Lord God, we all have to deal with stuff.
Dia amin'izao fotoana izao, Tompo Andriamanitra, izay tsirairay avy dia tena hoe mila mandray an-tanana amin'ny zavatra maro isan-karazany tokoa.
Jesus, you didn't take offense when we crucified you.
Jesosy, ianao tsy niraisinao ho anao ilay fanavotoinana tamin'izay namatsika anao tamin'ny hazo fijaliana.
But you said, Father, forgive them.
Fa hozy izy ianao hoe ray eo mamela azy ireo.
Give us that heart today, Lord.
Meo anay koa izany fo izany androany, Tompo.
And help us to guard it over the days, weeks, and years ahead.
Te ampio zay mba hitandrina an'izany ao anatin'ny herinandro rehetra ho avy, ny volana, ny taona ho avy rehetra.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you guys.
Hotahin'Andriamanitra nareo.